We still don't know, but we are going to be looking into the data that is provided to the states from the hospitals and other healthcare facilities to look into the ethnic and racial composition of those impacted.
What additional challenges do Latinos face during this type of crisis?
Well, I think that the language barrier has been a big challenge for Latinos in the Commonwealth, especially if at the local level they haven't been provided with the information in the Spanish language that has created a lot of challenges for Latino communities across the state. But also, I believe that in moving forward, the labor force in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that has stayed open, that have been supporting manufacturing and other industries in Pennsylvania have been Latino. In the agricultural field, Latino. So I believe that we are going to see a big number of cases of individuals of Latino descent, but also because they are in the essential jobs that have remained open, they are still in the lower ladder of individuals earning the minimum wage in Pennsylvania. So if we are going to face some economic challenges, the Latino community is going to be at the forefront in those challenges in Pennsylvania.
Is the state working on anything in relation to how to assist not only the Latino community, but others who are at the poverty level and obviously going to struggle as a result of COVID-19?
We have a strong collaboration between the Pennsylvania Department of Education, making sure that the kids that they will be getting not only online education, but also that they get some food in their local communities. The Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry is working for unemployment compensation to make sure that we are mobilizing that as soon as possible. The Pennsylvania Department of Human Services is working with food banks and other entities at the local level to make sure that no one in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, no one under any circumstances go home, you know, empty stomach or go to bed hungry. And then, you know, the Pennsylvania Department of Health is making sure that we are providing our healthcare professionals with the assistance that they need, especially in communities where they lack a lot of their resources.
We're in a critical time right now. We're in the middle of a census count. How has COVID-19 affected the census?
We asked for an extension on the census from the federal government, and we received 2 additional weeks. So but for now, the census count is going to be until August 14. However, there are some conversations at the national level in the U.S. Congress asking and requesting for the U.S. census to be extended. It has been challenging, and especially because we have to make sure that we have social distancing. So it has been challenging to do a complete and accurate count. But I think that if we get an extension, we're going to be able to deliver the most accurate population count in the nation.
Has it been challenging to count Latinos specifically during this time?
Oh, it has been one of the greatest challenges, especially because of, as I said before, Latinos and doctors and the nurses are the ones that are the front lines. If you go to the supermarkets, the Latino community is the one that are the cashiers and making sure that Pennsylvanians go and buy their food. If you go to the remaining factories that are open, Latinos are there. And the least that they are worried right now is to fill out the census. They are in survival mode, but they are also in service mode to others. So it has been quite challenging.
Thank you, Norman, for this conversation.
Thank you.